This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And welcome to the show. It's Ian here.
And the captain.
And Mark.
Well, it has been a very interesting last few days. It's been an interesting year so far as things to talk about.
We're not even halfway through 2020 yet, so yeah. I mean,
yeah, it's been a heck of a year, yeah. Unfortunately.
Things, of course, you know, we've been covering the coronavirus situation pretty in depth here on Free Talk Live, and specifically the loss of freedoms that have gone along with the coronavirus situation, because to me, that is the situation.
Yes.
The situation isn't, oh my God, you might catch a cold or a flu and survive it, because you most likely will survive it.
Yeah, what are the newest numbers on that? Less than half of a percent?
Right.
What, contract it or?
No, to the death rate, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously coronavirus has some, the comorbidities, and there's some dangers to getting the virus that it don't result in death, but also, those numbers that you're talking about, basically,
they're pumped up.
Well, they're not. Yeah, they may be pumped up.
They're okay? Paying them. They're paying them to find this.
But it, I mean, if you just look at like the prisons, right, where they had like an outbreak and a bunch of people caught it for like a week, and then it just sort of like that's it, right? Not everybody in the prison got it. Not everybody came down with symptoms. A very small percentage of those people died. So if you look at that as an isolated microcosm of what it is, you're like, I feel exactly the same way about COVID-19 as I do about the flu as far as concern level, which is I'm not very concerned.
Well, I think that for one, our concern for the flu is inflated because I think the numbers coming out of the CDC, best
also
I can tell,
inflated.
Are inflated. So maybe you have the same level of concern. You probably should have the same level of concern for COVID as you do for the flu, but you probably shouldn't be as concerned about the flu as you are.
Shocking. Governments would
But I'll say this. If you're not over 65 or 70 or something like this, COVID is probably something you should do. It's probably you should just isolate away from people that are that age. Is probably your
they should
bet.
Isolate if that's they what isolate, they yeah. if that's what they want to do. We've covered that in great detail, and it's interesting because that precipitated what came next, which came this week, which is these what I would call continuing to spread riots,
violent disturbances of the peace by crowds,
yeah, that are happening in various cities across the United States.
Protests and riots, and in many cases they're going alongside each other.
Yes.
And all kinds of stuff.
Yes. And
there's people protesting the riots. Like at home.
Oh,
you know,
that's
home.
I don't know if that count.
They're like, oh my gosh, protest. I can't believe these people are rioting, and you know, this kind of a thing. And I'm like,
well, I can believe.
Yeah,
I can believe people are rioting because you know you've got kind of a perfect storm of a situation here, right? So, in order to have a big protest, you need to have a bunch of people who have nothing else to do.
Yes.
Right. So if you have, remember Occupy when that happened back in 2011, New York City and other cities, you know, Occupy Oakland and elsewhere. You had a bunch of people who came out and they occupied a park or wherever, you know.
Wall Street.
Wherever they occupied. In Oakland's case, they actually did trash the city hall, which that was pretty cool. So people came out and they...
And we all had more freedom afterwards, right?
No.
No, we didn't because this doesn't do anything.
Right. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say that protests don't
I know
do
you hate,
anything.
Well, I know you hate the government, and I'm certainly pretty anti-state myself, but trashing the town hall or the city hall isn't going to do anything.
I will say one thing about at least the protests that have occurred, well, in the last, 24 hours, right?
Yes.
Particularly the Minneapolis ones, and then what folks online are calling the Minneapolis virus, where it's spread to other cities, same type of thing. I will say that the one thing that, in my mind, positively has come out of this is that every American person, and that's, you know, in the geographic area of the United States, every American person is now aware that police stations can be overrun and overtaken just by a matter of sheer quantity of people.
And time.
Every one of them, every police station everywhere in every city and every town can be taken over by sheer force of will, number of people.
So doesn't that counter what you just said, that protests don't do anything? Because in this case, they burned a police station in Minneapolis, precinct number 3, when that place got set on fire, and it was
roof,
2 nights ago.
Now, the roof is on fire.
I was like, wow, okay, something different is happening here. This has gone to a new level. As somebody who has, you know, observed a number of and participated in a number of protests, quite a few, over my years as an activist.
But no riots. You did film a riot.
I don't participate in riots. I'm not going to destroy private property. I'm not interested in that. And unfortunately, that is the real downside to all these.
There hasn't been that much comparative to destruction of private property compared to.
I heard, and I don't know if this is true.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, please feel free to check this claim. But people who are watching this stuff over, like, there's some chat channels where the libertarian activists here in New Hampshire have been kind of posting. Oh, this is happening over here. This is happening over here. Somebody said there were 170 buildings that were destroyed to some extent. I don't know how much they were destroyed.
All I've been hearing about is that, in St. Paul, the state capitol has been under siege. The police stations are under siege. So apparently,
in Minneapolis, just while I was watching, okay, and I was watching the Unicorn Riot feed on YouTube, which is one of the more popular lefty kind of live stream channels, they torched, and I'm going to forget all of the buildings, but they torched an AutoZone, they torched a liquor store. They looted, of course, a liquor store. They torched.
They looted it before they torched it.
There was one guy actually
liquor
died.
Liquor stores burn real good.
Yeah, they do.
One guy actually died inside because he wanted the best liquor, so he went down into the basement and got caught inside the store. It's hard to feel sorry for him.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him.
But they torched, let's see, what else? The next day, the news came out that they had torched a local restaurant. Today, the news came out that they torched a local bookstore.
Point made.
They destroyed Target as well. There was actually video of a guy.
Not before they got some televisions.
There was actually a video. Yeah, they looted the hell out of Target.
Yeah.
They actually had video of a guy driving around inside the Target. They busted the doors down. The protesters had busted the doors down, and then some dude went in there and was literally driving around in the destroyed Target. And he actually comes out in the video and, like, comes out the exit doors. So it's been a pretty crazy situation, and there's been a ton of private property destruction.
Point taken. All right, so.
And that's just Minneapolis.
There are riots going on, there are protests going on, and same time and all that stuff. Tell me about the other riots that have occurred in history.
Mm-hmm.
That have in the United States that have resulted in what they have resulted in. So what did Occupy Wall Street result in?
Okay, so if you want to talk generally about the ineffectiveness of protests, I will generally agree with you that it is a way, a protest is just a way, which some become riots, some don't. A protest is just a way for
people.
Let's
take the riots. I mean, let's talk about burning a whole bunch of buildings down. What does it result in? I mean, it went on to the Rodney King thing, the Watts riot. I mean, these things.
This is like the Rodney King thing, except bigger, because Rodney King was just Los Angeles, right? Yeah. It was just that place.
It's going to a bunch
of now you're seeing this happen in a lot of places. Now, I don't think anybody has set any other police departments on fire.
Which is really sad to hear.
That they haven't set
more police departments. Because I think the one thing that set this one apart from the other ones that you've mentioned just now, Mark, is that. And you pointed this out last night when we were chatting, Ian, that this is the first time that they actually targeted the organization responsible.
Of all the riots I've ever seen, at least in the United States, this is the first time
I've seen that. They were literally rioting as a result of the murder of George Floyd. And we should mention his name because that's what this is all about. That's what sparked these protests and the resulting riots. The murder
it was a spark,
of George Floyd.
But it was also other murders that had gone on by the police many, many years.
Of course. And this is just another one.
That are largely unfounded, too. I mean, there are plenty of stuff that people have gotten upset about, and you'll find out later, you know, that guy, I think that guy was just a criminal, you know. And so, I mean, there's some legit cases out there. George Floyd sounds like one of them. But there's also some pretty illegitimate stuff out there with grievances that, yeah, that's not a very good
Well, that
grievance.
Doesn't matter, Mark. There's a ton of people who have been murdered at the hands of the police, and people are rightfully upset about it. The toll-free number is 855-453, and you've got this perfect storm of folks who don't have anything better to do, and they're really mad, and they're going out. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Come up. If we get the chance, there's some pretty big news out of the Supreme Court, and it's not good when it comes to your right to assemble in a church under these governor's crackdown orders that we've been hearing about. So that's definitely an important story, and it is worth covering. But also the most important story that I would say tonight and the last few days are the ongoing protests slash riots that are happening now in various cities across the United States. We'll get deeper into that here in just a moment. Mark has brought up the age-old question of, are protests worth it? Do they really accomplish anything? So we can certainly address that.
To an extent, they are just an appeal to authority, right?
Are they?
To an extent.
I mean, it depends. It depends. Certainly a lot of these
If you go
are.
Far enough, it goes beyond an appeal to authority to simply as a sort of a statement or warning about, you know, if we, in this case, I mean, what's going on here is that apparently these riots, I don't know what else to call them, are spreading, and businesses are being, the police stations are being besieged in Brooklyn.
That happened last night.
Yep, that's true.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. They also even breached a state house in Ohio a couple nights ago as well. There was glass broken by protesters there. So,
by the way, the glass companies are going to be doing really good after this.
We go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk first to Patricia. She is on the line in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi, am I on the air?
I apologize. You're listening on Twitch. You are on the radio for now. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, Patricia going once, Patricia going twice. Well, that didn't go very well for you. Let's go to Jerome listening in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, Jerome, what's on your mind?
Did you see about Minnesota? It was on my mind. Our cop celebrities, because Trump said when you're a celebrity, you get away. They let you get away with it.
Great point. Yeah.
Are they gonna let him get away with this?
Doesn't look
He's
like
a
it.
Cop. Huh?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, Jerome, to your point, my take on this whole situation is, why in the hell does it take a riot for a policeman to become arrested?
Look, I'm a child in the 50s, okay, from the 50s, okay? I've seen all this movie. I've seen this movie before.
Oh,
Watch.
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, and we know what happens. Even though they arrest the cop, doesn't mean that they will convict the cop. The arrest is just to try to placate people. It's like, okay, all right, we'll arrest him. Okay, don't burn down any more police stations. We'll arrest him. Yep. We're going to prosecute him. And then later, he ends up getting found innocent or not guilty. He gets found, you know, that's likely what's going to happen here. Maybe they will send him up the river just because they're so afraid of the protesters and such, but it's too little too late. This system needs to fall. Go ahead, Jerome.
They're going to send him up the river because he's guilty of sin, and Maxine Waters was right. He did enjoy the look on his face. Seemed to show that he did enjoy murdering him like that.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
He's a sicko. That's why he took the job, Jerome. He's a sick effer who wants to hurt peaceful people, and he gets pleasure. By the way, this particular cop, the one that committed one of the three or four or whatever who committed a murder, because apparently there were two other cops that were leaning on the guy as well in various different ways, or holding him down.
I just want to know, Amy Klobuchar, this man had 18 complaints against him.
Right, that was
18.
What I was going to say.
18! And she did nothing about it.
Who the hell is Amy Klobuchar? Didn't she run for president or something?
Yeah, she's going to be one of the. Maybe she'll be one of the candidates.
What was she supposed to do? Hold on. What are you saying she was supposed to do? Was she like in charge of the police department there or something? Like what?
She was. I don't know. Attorney General. She had some very powerful position in Minnesota.
Yeah,
she was responsible for sending people, you know, help prosecuting people. This guy had 18 complaints. And I'm telling Joe Biden right now, if you pick her as your running mate, you can kiss my vote goodbye.
Well, let me ask you about Kamala Harris, because I was just talking about Kamala Harris last night. How many, I mean, she was the AG for California, right? Like, how many unarmed black men, Jerome, do you think were killed under Kamala Harris's watch?
I have no idea.
I bet it's a good number.
Yeah, I bet you it's some.
Yeah,
it's California.
Well, where was it? How many cops got 18 complaints against them while she was in office that she let slide?
I don't know. There's probably plenty of cops
that
have complaints.
That question.
This is the old game. I mean, Jerome, you know that police get complaints against them all the time. and not a damn thing is done. Not in Minneapolis, not in California, not in Boston, not in New York City, because the police are a gang. They're a criminal gang, and they're protected.
They're a club, and you're not in it. And it doesn't have to do with color, Jerome. I mean, there's some color that's involved here. I'm not going to claim that I would like to be a black man getting arrested or anything like that, but I will go ahead and say that, you know, like Kamala Harris is part of that club.
Hey, Jerome, did you go out? Is there anything going on in Charleston, in South Carolina?
Hey, you won't see me at any doggone pool parties, I can promise you that.
Didn't somebody get, like, strangled at a pool party? What happened with the pool party? You got to help me out.
No, there was somebody tested for positive for the COVID-19 at one of those pool parties was in Missouri last week.
Oh, okay.
You saw that? And now they got to quarantine. They got to find out who else is tested positive, because some of those crazy fools were saying, if you get sick, hey, so what?
Hold on, Jerome. Are you saying that you wouldn't go to a protest in Charleston just because you're afraid of COVID?
I wouldn't go to a pool party.
Okay, but I'm asking about protests, not pool parties.
If I go, I'm keeping my distance. Okay?
Is there anything going on, though? I mean, have you heard anything happening in Charleston?
Yeah, there was some protests today.
Today, okay. Yeah, because there was a lot going on today. Thank you for the call, Jerome. I appreciate it. I went to the one in Manchester, New Hampshire, today, which was, I got to say, larger than I thought it was going to be. It's New Hampshire, right? It's a small place.
Yeah.
The protests that happened in favor of reopening New Hampshire, that Captain, you went to one of those with me.
I did.
That was, you know, maybe 400 or 500 people at the State House, which I consider to be big for New Hampshire. It was certainly, at the time, the largest that I'd been to at that State House. This protest was maybe 2 or 3 times the size of that one.
Wow.
There were a lot of people that came out today. I'd say well over 1,000 people. Enough people to stretch the complete length of the block. So they were, as they were walking or marching around the block, by the time they came back around to the other side of the block, there were still marchers that had just been leaving the park on the opposite side. So they literally stretched the entire block. Now, it's not the hugest city block in the world, but it's, you know, it's no slouch. It's a large park. Anyway, there were probably 1,000 to 1,500 people at this event.
That's a turnout.
And one of the reasons I wanted to go, beyond, you know, just the fact that I support, ending the state and protests like this are a good thing, was because I don't want to see private property destruction happening. Now, I'm just one guy, but if we could bring enough liberty-minded folks, people who care about private property rights, which libertarians tend to, if we can bring enough of them to this event and we can be interspersed within the crowd, then maybe that could help de-escalate a situation from becoming destructive.
It would help if they didn't inject agent provocateurs into the situation.
I would say that if there were...
can't prevent that, but there is a bunch of evidence supporting that in Minneapolis.
Yeah. We can talk about that if you want to make a note. We can come back to the agents provocateur, because there was some pretty firm evidence that the guy that broke the AutoZone window in Minneapolis was a cop.
Mm-hmm.
The toll-free number is 855-453, dressed in all black, of course. 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. Share your thoughts on the riots.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Fury sparked by George Floyd's death in Minneapolis spawned massive protests and chaos across the country last night into this morning. And in Minneapolis, demonstrators ignored a curfew. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said that the protests were initially peaceful, but now have turned toward wanton destruction and chaos, and has said that he will bring in the Minnesota National Guard.
I'm authorizing and talking to General Jensen to fully mobilize the Minnesota National Guard, an action that is has never been taken in the 164-year history of the Minnesota National Guard. We will pull in assets as we have been doing. And for those Minnesotans who are wondering, where are the fire trucks? Where are the police that are out there? The situation was so broad and the tactics were so bent on causing destruction that every single person we had mobilized, again, the largest in state history last evening, was engaged in that.
This is USA Radio News. SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket lit its engines and blasted off with astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley now soaring into the upper atmosphere. The mission so far has gone flawlessly as the first stage rocket booster and second stage of the rocket have detached. The astronauts are now heading toward the International Space Station. New research shows just how dangerous the coronavirus is for current and former cancer patients. Those who developed COVID-19 were much more likely to die within a month than people without cancer, according to two studies. They are the largest reports on people with both diseases in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada. In one study, half of 928 current and former cancer patients with COVID-19 were hospitalized, and 13% of those died. That's far more than the various rates that have been reported in the general population. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark. Sorry.
Jumping the gun there.
I was.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Do I tell you about Intercoin? Intercoin enables some things that I like the sound of. A lot of these protests and demonstrations and things, you know, these systems, they aren't broken. They're working the way they're supposed to work. And if you want something better, you got to build a new system. Intercoin's programmable coins are designed to help people raise money for new projects or initiatives in a way that is compliant with regulations. Coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days, or purchase coins can contain rules that govern how they are to be spent and when they're to be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full, trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and here in real life, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. And if you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. That's I-N-T-E-R, intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org.
All right, so we can tell you more about some of the various protests slash riots that are going on across the country, but it'd be better if you told us about it. Are you out there?
Yeah.
Are you, you know, in the midst of some of these things that have been going on and in some cases have resulted in police departments being breached.
What have you seen, listeners?
Or even set on fire, as happened in Minneapolis. Now, I don't know if a second police department has yet been burned, but boy, if they can burn a second one, then that'll be a trend, and things will get really interesting. In fact, things are already pretty interesting, given what has gone down in the last few days. All of this, of course, following the madness and the crackdowns from COVID. You've got a bunch of people who are, well, frankly, bored. They've been
unemployed.
Yeah, unemployed in a lot of cases. They don't have
40 million people newly unemployed in the last 10 weeks.
There's a lot of people who literally have nothing better to do who are upset in a lot of cases, and rightfully so, for various different reasons. And you know what? Here's an opportunity to go out and do something. Now, will it make a difference? Will it end or change the system? One thing's for sure, in Minneapolis, they definitely decided to arrest that cop when they previously had not made that decision. Right. After it seemed awfully coincidental that the next day after they set that their police department on fire, that the guy got arrested, because previously they had like a phalanx of cops guarding that man's house, yeah, by the way. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Well, go to your phone calls where Robert is on the line, also listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I just wanted to point out that, you know, Martin Luther King was a very smart man. He realized that the best way to do something is with peaceful demonstrations. You start burning and pillaging, you're going to have a tremendous number of people who are not going to take that in stride, and they will return the fire. You'll have fire coming from both sides. That's not the way to do it. And as a matter of fact, it destroys the cause. Okay, maybe the next day they did arrest the guy, but they were probably going to arrest him anyhow. I mean, there was enough on those four cameras that were photographing the situation, so that there's very little chance he would have not been arrested.
But we don't know. I like the notion of what you're saying, but like up to the point of what you just said, we just don't know. And that's the problem, is we can't make a scientific comparison. There's no control group here to see whether things would have happened or not. There have been arrests. There have not been arrests.
Well, there certainly have been a myriad of police killings over the years where there haven't been an arrest.
Right. Well, yeah, but there doesn't need to be an arrest in every killing, and that's one.
Well,
of the
if
problems.
Somebody kills an innocent person, then there probably should be an arrest.
Well, innocent,
and there's been a myriad of them where they have not.
Innocent's difficult to nail down.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Moment, and even the next day, it could be totally different. And those things evolve slowly.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to have you, Robert, who's called this show before and basically filleted the police on the air here on Free Talk Live. It doesn't surprise me that you would call in to say, oh, don't you dare, you're so ineffective, don't burn down the police station. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if the station is empty, burn it down. And that's actually what they did, because they waited until the police evacuated the station. The police had gone up to the roof of the Minneapolis 3rd Precinct Department. They had fired on the crowd from the roof with, you know, rubber bullets or whatever, so-called non-lethal things, which many of those can do some pretty significant damage to a human body. And then they bailed out. They got the orders to leave the building. They climbed in all their police cruisers. There's video footage as they're leaving the facility where they actually bust through their own fence, because there's like a, you know, fenced gate there or whatever. They bust through the gate. They don't even bother to try to open the thing. Take off down the road, and then the protesters got inside and proceeded to breach through the entire building. They, you know, from what I understand, they were initially held up by whatever security measures there are inside these institutional facilities, but somehow they got through all that. And there's a point in the night where I was watching live at like 2 a.m. or something like that, where you can see the protesters made it to the roof of the building. So they totally went in that place and got full access, it seemed, to the entire building. Now, I don't think they torched the entire thing, because the fires seemed to be relatively small, but it definitely did some serious damage to that particular
institution. So, Robert, Ian's point, is there a point where violence should be used in protest to one's government? Because, the nation is founded on that.
No, there's no need for that. Okay. It's counterproductive. It's always counterproductive.
Well, I don't disagree with you there, because
I'm not sure it's always counterproductive. You are living in a country where it literally produced a new country.
Yeah, and thank you.
I'm not saying, again, that this is a good idea. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to say violence is not a good idea generally. I'm opposed to it. And I thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. I was having a conversation today with a young lady asking me questions about New Hampshire declaring independence, because I had a bunch of
I wonder what the French would think about saying that revolutions, the violence never produces anything.
Well, I mean, ultimately, if violence are your seeds, then that is what you're going to reap later on.
The state, the only thing the state does is violence, or the threat of violence and coercion. So the only way to combat that is to equal the threat of violence.
I don't know.
Well, I don't agree necessarily with that. I think that peace is the best.
If the government is afraid of the people in the same way or more than people are afraid of government, then you might have a shot at producing some change.
And there's an argument to be had that, right, with the fear thing, right? Yeah. So there have been riots in the past, and we don't, again, we don't know what the world looks like without them. There are no control groups. Yeah. We don't get to say that the government grew more or less or whatever,
right.
But there is certainly an underlying threat that at some point or another there will be violence if the government continues basically amounts to bad customer service.
If these people, and by these people I mean the protesters and rioters, right, if they want to affect change, then I think something like burning down a police department after it's been evacuated is a good start.
It'll get your attention.
But they should be doing other things, and, you know, we've suggested as much previously on previous shows, like, surrounding your mayor's house. Just surrounding it. Not doing anything, just surrounding it. Letting them know that you're there and you're not going to put up with
attention.
The BS that's going on.
Which is why this mayor in Minneapolis sounds so good, right? I don't know if you've heard any of the quotes from the guy, but he sounds like he's got his S together. He's got a level head about this issue. He's with the protesters on the George Floyd thing and, you know, wants to see some sort of justice or whatever. That's because he doesn't want the protesters showing up outside of his house.
Right.
He's no fool.
He wants to get reelected, too.
You know? Oh, God, if I can focus these protesters' anger on the police rather than my house, then he feels like that's a good thing to do. So he's going to do it. That's the politically expedient thing for him to do. But one of the things I was telling this person at the protest today was, I'm not quite a pacifist. She was talking about pacifism, and I said, I generally am against violence. With the exception of defensive.
Self-defense.
Right. Or defensive of another person or whatever. And, you know, I gave her an example about that. And but I don't consider burning a police station down to be violence. That's just, you're just retaking the thing that they stole from you.
Yep.
They stole the money.
Yeah, but
to
they stole it from everybody. And
that's okay. You got a claim to it. If you want to burn it down, do it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is an institution of violence, and the fire and the flames is a way to combat that peacefully. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Captain.
And Mark.
So we've been talking about the ongoing and spreading protests slash riots.
Are the riots phase two or phase three of the reopening process?
Yeah, well, it's going to be hard to reopen a business after it's been torched to the ground. And, of course, that's the real downside of these riots, is they're just, in some cases, these are crowds of people who are looking to just destroy anything at all. They are indiscriminate in what they target. They just want to see something burn. And it's sad because, as you pointed out earlier, Captain Kickass, finally the protesters in Minneapolis got it right and targeted the actual organization that they should have targeted rather than the liquor store, the Indian food restaurant, and several other businesses. They actually went after the police department and successfully breached, made the cops leave the place and burned it. I wouldn't say down, but they did set it on fire.
It's funny because people on almost any point of the entire political spectrum almost uniformly agree, almost, that, cops are, there's something wrong with cops, there's something wrong with police, that they do bad things.
Jeez, and I don't know about that, but all right.
And, I find very few people who are like, except for maybe the one caller, who are like, oh, the cops are great, I love cops. I find very few people who aren't.
Well, maybe the circles
are there, like, the Cop Lives Matter flags out there?
Yeah, they're out there.
I don't know.
The circles you run in, Captain.
Yeah, it must be. It must be.
There's the cops, and there's the friends of the cops, and there's the family.
But what I'm
saying
is that, like,
here are is that it's a few bad apples. But remember, the whole saying is a few bad apples spoils
the
bunch.
And
The concern here is that not that there are a few bad apples, because there's going to be a few bad apples in every organization. Mm-hmm. The question is what do you do as an organization to weed out those apples?
They haven't done anything.
And happens.
They promote these people.
You have and often that's the case, right? And that's what happens when you have an organization that's unaccountable. And that's almost the definition of the government. Like, cops have what's some kind of immunity? Is it limited?
Qualified immunity.
Qualified immunity. Now, if
which is just another BS term for let him get away with it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, would you want qualified immunity for your taxi driver, or the person who takes care of delivering water to your, the water treatment plant?
You mean if they run somebody down in the?
If the water treatment plant guy drops, way too much bleach or arsenic or whatever into the water and kills, 1,000 people, accidents happen. No, I mean, you want responsibility for people, and people who have responsibility tend to act better. I've heard the notion that if you, and I kind of like it, is that take these police brutality settlements out of the cops' pension, and I'll bet you there'll be a heck of a lot less problems. And I agree that the protesters going after private businesses and burning them down really aren't doing anything to make the world a better place.
No.
But
they're destroying their own neighborhoods.
I am skeptical that going after the police stations are going to do anything but make radical libertarian talk show hosts giddy with glee.
Oh, well, there's a lot of people who are happy to see that. Let me tell you, when that police department was on fire a couple of nights ago.
There's some people that just want to watch the world burn. You're right.
And were. They busted out the popcorn.
No, there's some people who specifically wanted to see that happen. It was like a real moment for the neighbors across the street. They're a group of liberty-minded folks here. They were out on their porch celebrating that when it happened. There was a lot of people, I think, around the United States and probably elsewhere in the world who were very, very happy to see that police department get
lit on
fire.
All I did was shake my head. I don't think this is a solution to anything.
What else would you propose?
I'm telling you cannot stop the state. The state's what happens?
So what? Do nothing?
Wait, just a second. I'm going to tell you what happens. Okay. Is the government always eats itself. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger until finally it collapses. The best thing you can do is move. If you're getting poor customer service from the government that where you live, you got to leave and go someplace else.
Where do you go? Every place has a government.
Sadly, I think that some are better than others. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
And
but they're still hurting people everywhere on the planet.
We're working really hard to make freer places all the time. And I
Who's
think that what happens, libertarians?
No, they're not.
I'm trying my best.
I'm going to say voting every 2 or 4 years ain't working real hard.
That's not what I'm claiming.
Well, that's what most of
them
do.
I'm working with a project right now to open up a free
You
special.
Are working hard. Then fine.
There's
I'll believe you on that.
There's more libertarian involved in this.
But most of them don't do anything except for run it for a political office once every 2 to 4 years where they are.
Burning down the police station isn't going to do anything either.
I didn't say those people were libertarians.
They're not creating more liberty.
Well, I don't know about that. If you get the cops to exit a particular area and not come back, then wouldn't that give that place more liberty?
They're coming back.
Ultimately, it's the politicians, right? They're the ones who create the laws. The police departments simply enforce the laws that the politicians create. And so if the anger...
If that were true, I wish that that was true. Police go to testify against bills all the time. They give their opinion on these things. And often, and rarely do I ever see a police officer at the State House testifying for more freedom for people.
Right.
I mean, it's a personality type, and the personality type is... that just simply likes control. They're a control-oriented personality type.
So the police enforce the laws that the politicians create.
Well, you said they simply enforce, and they don't simply enforce.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm over.
They advocate for more laws.
I don't know
That's
about
true.
That.
No, they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
They frequently go to testify at the State House to have more laws.
The reason that marijuana remained illegal in this country for as long as it did largely had to do with police unions and organizations and police commanders.
Even more evidence that it's a horrible organization type.
Yeah, and something people, unfortunately, Mark, most people aren't going to do what you're suggesting, which is to say pick up their lives and move.
Yep.
And even if they do, there's still going to be violent cops where they are. Even in Manchester, New Hampshire, which most assuredly is a more or a less violent place generally than some of the bigger cities in the United States, there's still some violent cops there. There's still some cops who killed some people. There's still there have been some situations where Manchester police have locked down swaths of the city under total police lockdown.
If
just the last decade.
If the response to you know, one police officer's misbehavior is...
You're talking about this situation? There were at least four officers involved in that killing.
They were there, but, I mean, the one guy killed him, right?
Well, there are actually, at least according to another video that has surfaced, two of the other officers were assisting in holding the man down, which may have contributed to his death. And the fact is, if they stand there, even if it was just one man doing it, and the other three were just standing and watching, then it would be completely outrageous for those three to just stand around and do nothing when they could have been like, whoa, hey, you've gone too far, pulled the dude off of him, yeah, and arrested him without any kind of violent incident like that.
I think what's going on here is that likely, I mean, I've seen this knee on the back, on the upper back thing, mm-hmm, a great deal, and the difference between upper back and neck isn't too far, plus the fact that, I mean, you know, this happens a lot, and people don't die.
Are you going to try to say this was an accident? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if it was an accident, and you don't either.
Well, from what people have said, they said it looked like murder to them.
Look, that's the reason we have a court system. It's so that we don't have to listen to morons who say it looks like murder. We have a judicial system to determine whether it's murder or not. Yeah. And
you got a guy telling you he can't breathe.
I hear you,
okay,
man.
And the dude stays police on him for what, trained, was it, 5 minutes,
for
10
better
minutes?
Or worse, police are trained to not listen to people that they're arresting.
Well, then
the reason
then
that they're not
those cops should be lucky they're alive right now. And they're lucky that the people haven't gotten so pissed off that they got in there and murdered that cop before he could kill that other guy.
I'm sure that some people would like to do that. And the judicial system is created to protect criminals, not to protect, you know, the society or anything like that.
Well, the judicial system is protecting criminals in the case of protecting the police from any kind of responsibility for their murders that they're committing. I mean, for you to sit there and defend this this situation is ridiculous. Those cops are just as guilty. Even if they didn't squeeze the life out of that man's throat, they are just as guilty as that cop who did, because all that they did was just stand by and watch. They are accessories to that murder. Arguably, they are guilty of felony murder simply because they were there and did nothing.
That you have to prove that those people knew that that guy was killing that guy. And I'm not entirely clear.
let's play the supposition game real quick, because I just want to make this point. If you, me, and Ian went out tonight, we left the studio in downtown Keene here in the town
square. Oh, I'm not claiming that we can say sort of justice the cops.
And we had somebody videotaping us the whole time.
Yep.
And we found somebody, we held him down to the ground, and one of us kneeled on his neck until he died. How long before all three of us were arrested?
It wouldn't take long at all. There's certainly a different level of justice for police than there are for the rest.
My point is that why does it take a riot for this one officer, one of the four,
it's a great question,
to become arrested?
Right, the arrest didn't occur ahead of time, and I don't know. I would say that, yes, the chances are good that that guy is probably going to get convicted of something and probably should be. But I don't know about the rest.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want, and you can take control of the airways. Hour number two is next. We got plenty of time for you and your thoughts. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015.
Switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.